sunset.
This summer, from Sydney, Australia.
I've got like a new modeling for an art class.
Three actors.
I'm older than you.
I'll tell you what it's all like.
Three.
Places, everybody.
Comedians.
Mama.
What?
One cup.
Wow.
I mean, one podcast.
Stand by.
Get ready for.
Okay, well, I have to kill it. I have to finish the job. So I drive over it again.
Hashtag actor's life. What's up, internet? Welcome back to another episode of Hashtag Actors Life. It's your boy coming at you on the 1-2. And we are coming at you live, but in fact pre-recorded from here at the JMC Ballin' B&B, where we always be at. That wonderful track that you can hear playing in the background, you all know it. It brings you back to your clubbing days. It's Tipsy, the club mix by the one and only Jay Kwan.
I love this song.
Everybody loves this song. I can tell you the amount of times that I've been out on the dance floor getting amongst this. Are you ready? Listen. Oh no! There's a reason why that we have that going on in the background.
That is completely foreign to me.
I can only imagine.
The epitome of my childhood. It's the best club music ever.
It is so up there. Literally one of the best. When this thing comes on, you just go fucking like balls to the wall, hell for leather.
You just drop.
It just everybody gets out on the dance floor. I don't know where y'all been, but if you're out in Magic City, if you're in, you know, if you're out in Mystique, the whole thing. You know, what was the other one? Hot Gossip. My God, Hot Gossip up in Brisbane. Shout out to y'all. When you're out of the IV, a bit of R&B. At the end of that, look, okay. So you can hear someone getting really excited about that song. You can hear somebody getting not so excited about that song. You can hear somebody not saying anything at all.
You have two people who love that song.
Yeah.
And two people who have no idea what that song is.
And you know what? You know what? I'm not surprised at the split of the diff, because we got two wild boys and two Anthony and Bert on the fucking podcast today. So it's your boy here. We're coming at you on the 1-2. One of the voices that you've heard coming through so far is, in fact, the M component to the JMC Ball and B&B, and that is, in fact,
MJ over here.
Here he is. There's a C.
And this is Chris.
And we have a very, very special guest on the Hashtag Actors Live podcast today. And that is none other. The Big D.
The Big D.
You know, what's up, Big D? How you doing?
Big D.
I'm glad you used the word special, because I'm so special that for Halloween I dressed up as Tom Hanks and sat on a park bench eating chocolates, and I won an Academy Award. That's how special I am.
You just never know what you're gonna get.
You got some shrimp there.
You can't quote that, Jesse. You haven't seen the damn movie.
I've seen the clip.
I've seen one clip.
No, I've seen multiple clips. I will get one day to Forrest Gump and say, "We're out there looking for Charlie, and we just never did find him."
Oh my god! Oh my god! I feel like we're gonna sit you down tonight and watch Forrest Gump. Like,
I'm already sitting.
It's 1 a.m. We're gonna watch it tonight.
I'm already sitting.
It's a six-hour movie,
Jesse.
Anyway, guys,
put your mouth on the curb.
Is that a Forrest Gump reference?
Yes.
Okay.
It is now.
Very good. See, I know all things. But look, the man himself, the guy that you can hear speaking right now, who's schooling me with the Forrest Gump and everything else, is the man himself, Dion Gleason. Who I just learned his last name today.
And by today we mean 5 minutes.
Before we started recording. And this man, he does a bit of everything. You've done professional wrestling. You are a stuntie. What else?
Were you a wrestler?
I've trained in wrestling, but that's I would use that term loosely.
Yeah, I was a wrestler too.
But you've done professional wrestling.
We should.
I was a wrestler for 2 years.
We should totally have a shower together later. Shower.
Like, yeah, just turn this into a Rico situation. Rico, Charlie Haas, that's the whole situation.
Yeah, worked in radio, which we just spoke about off air, which doesn't happen in podcasts. Obviously, the second we hit record, that's when the conversation starts. Like, because Joe Rogan flows into conversations like that. So if he does it, then obviously we do it as well.
But yeah, you know what? Do you know what? Joe Rogan takes Alpha Brain, and so do I. Yeah. So that's why we're here today.
Yeah.
Did you get Alpha Brain from
Sorry,
Joe
I just had to talk about Alchemy for a second. Yeah, we.
Did you get Alpha Brain from Joe Rogan?
Yeah, he sent it to me.
Did you know the reason why he gets elk meat is because my grandfather owns the fucking Alpha Brain.
Yeah, totally.
Did you say Alpha Brain or Alchemy? Are we talking about DC Marvel villain? Not Marvel, sorry.
I stuffed up, but what I meant to say was Alka Brain.
Oh, Alka Brain. That's to do with alkaline and batteries and all sorts of stuff. Yep.
Let's go with that. That's perfect.
Fantastic. I'm sure there are other things to your arsenal. I should have asked those questions before I got on. I've been a terrible host.
It's fine. Like before we delve into the amazing world of Dion's life, let's just throw out a disclaimer here to our listeners as well.
We'll get there. Don't worry. We'll get there. Well, let's introduce this man first.
I thought you did already.
No, I mean,
okay.
I feel like I feel like there's more to his arsenal than okay. I've been able to.
The prosecution would like to speak.
You finish.
Overruled.
luckily for me, I was never really for following instructions anyway. So, goes. I would like to give the slightly less handsome, long haired man permission to speak at this time.
you were speaking.
Ken, curb your enthusiasm. Team's gonna play.
Chris,
whatever relevant shit you were gonna say, you now have the floor.
No, look, I was gonna say to our audiences. We are drunk. We're drunk.
Chris, you haven't drunk a shit.
So that's why I just felt like there's something that we need to know off the bat before they start listening to us and going, no. What the fuck is happening? I just feel like that's something they should be aware of.
I totally understand that. I totally understand that. But I really wanted to ease them into it. It's like anal. You just
wow.
How would you know?
Okay, buddy. Look, I mean, explain.
Dion and I have been hanging out a lot.
Just ease on in with a southern accent. Oh, no. We all southerners now.
When he's coming to ease, he's honey cocking to my anus again.
Look, let me just say, there's a reason his surname is Gleason. Okay, no worries.
I'm not like the bus driver from Marty Moon. Yeah, is that the reason?
No, it's Glee. Glee, son.
Glee, son.
It may have something to do with the fact that I've lost a lot of control of my articulators.
Is this where we're getting...
But also we're not a fan of Glee.
No, none of that at all. No, look, like Chris...
It's Jesse's teeth on the curb.
Like Chris just said, we are recording this podcast inebriated.
I'm surprised that's a word that's coming out being this drunk.
I have my own knees.
You'd be surprised how like my vocabulary gets heightened when I've been drinking.
Did you say vocabulary?
No, vocabulary.
You're trying too hard.
Vocabulary.
You are trying too hard to...
You're adding an L there. You said vocabulary.
Yeah, vocabulary.
No, it's vocabulary.
It's vocabulary.
It's all of the above.
I'm an Asian. I'm an Asian. It's vocabulary. Look, not vocabulary. No,
yeah, fair point. My vocabulary does get heightened. So
you needn't say that.
I set myself up to drop in needn't, but you jumped in anyway. We did a few weeks back on the podcast. We actually told people to either we say comment. I think we said comment or like.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
It was something along those lines. I think it was like, we get 50 likes or like three comments or something like that, and we'll do like a podcast drunk. Yeah.
Instead,
we got
one like and no comments.
So yeah, exactly. Like, so we're just like,
we get zero, but we're going to jump anyway.
So we're going to jump in there and we're just going to get shit faced and we're going to jump on the podcast. So that's basically where we're at. So yeah, it's one of those special ones, and we have a very special guest today, being Dion Gleason. And we're going to.
I feel like of all the drunk people. Of all the guests.
Of all the drunk people.
Of all the guests we could have on for a drunk podcast, Dion may be the perfect guest.
I feel like we'd get the same level of pleasure if he wasn't drinking.
Are you a different person?
Dion is Dion.
When you drink Dion, or are you the same person?
Chicken born.
Yep, that's sober Dion.
That's sober Dion, and he's just saying random things.
That's 100% sober, Dion.
Dunlop shoes.
Yeah, 100%. So, yeah, look.
Nasal
here,
spray.
We're here. We've been drinking for about an hour or even more.
Longer, I think. Yeah, I've been drinking for an hour. You guys have been drinking longer. I've had a whole bottle of wine in an hour. That's the most I've ever drunk in such a short period of time in my life.
Well, because so that's such a great segue, Chris, because I really wanted to quiz you on this I've been drinking since 6 o'clock.
I thought you guys said you were six.
Well, yes. That's a different discussion. But I mean, I've been drinking since about 6 o'clock, okay. Maybe 5:30. Now I'm at this point where I'm still really quite coherent and I understand what's going on around me, and obviously I can string sentences together.
Well, you've been pacing yourself. 6 o'clock, that's like 6 hours ago.
Not necessarily, no. So like, I mean, I mean, for you.
Dion's lost it.
Before you say, yeah, so you're saying you're coherent.
Sorry?
Or coherent. So you're coherent because you were drinking some 6 hours, but you've been pacing yourself for those 6 hours. I've shoved a...
I haven't exactly been pacing myself, no.
But you've shoved alcohol in yourself for the last 6 hours. I've shoved a whole amount of alcohol in myself in the last hour, which my body is not used to because I don't generally drink anyway.
Which is why I was going to you to ask you the question, like... Where are you at right now? Because you don't drink a lot normally. So like, how has that affected you in such a short space of time? Because I'm not trying to like say anything, but I do have a general like high tolerance of alcohol. It takes me a lot longer to kind of get to a certain level than some other people.
Yeah,
may
your
do.
Tolerance is a lot higher than mine, definitely. Yes.
Sure. So there's a bottle of wine behind you that's now finished, and then we've started the podcast, and you have nothing left in your $20
bottle of wine. I just want to say I got gypped there on that.
Well, I mean, there's a whole lot that goes into producing something like that. So
lots of foot stomping on the grapes.
Yeah, there's a bit of this, a bit of that, and everything that goes with it.
That's how am I feeling? Put it this way. I can smell colours.
I was going to say, you can see sound.
I can see sound.
Are you sure you haven't had acid?
I may. I don't know. No, my face is tingly, so I know I'm at least tipsy to borderline drunk. I don't know.
Do you not know?
I feel like I'm definitely not sober. I can feel. I know that.
The best way to just test Chris' sobriety levels is I just want to test his reaction times real quick.
But in all fantasy, his reaction times aren't great.
That was quick.
Mate, you've been speaking to about 70% of the ladies.
That was me at my best.
Right. So
I think I've look. I will say this. I don't think I have been this tipsy / drunk in years.
This? You look sober as fuck.
So you're at a certain height right now that you haven't been.
I'm at a certain height that I have not been in years. The last time I can remember even coming close. I can remember feeling drunk at schoolies. Where I vomited a lot.
Yeah, fun. You had a weird school, though.
I went camping at Bagara, with a bunch of mates. Yeah, yeah.
Weird. Fucking six of us to a tent. Good fun. Just mates.
Hey, but it was warm. It was warm.
Hey, guys. Six of us to a tent. Good fun.
Too familiar.
Two man tent.
Oh, I didn't bring any tent poles.
You want to go pitch a tent?
I was not going to say something.
Anyway, sorry.
Since then, I can only recall a handful of times that I've felt not sober.
Sure.
Like, so, normally when I drink, I'll cap myself at once. There's been a handful of times where I've drunk more than that, that I go, oh, okay, I'm not sober. One that springs to mind is New Year's, where I just got so drunk that I got tired and fell asleep.
I remember the story. MJ and I were very upset about this because we were not in town at the time.
No. Yeah.
And you were like, oh, yeah, I got right. drunk I and I fell asleep at Shelly and Kay's on New Year's. And we were just like, sorry?
Like, do you not respect us as people? Like,
don't let him answer that question.
Yeah. You don't want the answer.
Like, I mean, we live with you. We're your best mates.
Well, this is the closest you guys have seen me to drunk.
Okay, so we need to bust out the hard liquor.
If someone gets me some whiskey.
I have to say for the audience, for the last 4 years, we lived
I'll get some with okay, each look, other. I've downed a bottle of wine. I'm going to get some whiskey right now. You continue talking. But
for the last 4 years, we lived with each other, Jesse, Chris, and I.
Yep.
We have never seen Chris drunk.
No, not at all.
But he's drunk with everyone else, but not with us.
But I mean, based on the stories that I've heard, I feel like he still has never been like, fully drunk in front of these people. He has drank.
He's not
but he's never tips. Been drunk. He wasn't up in the club getting tipsy.
Get to the club.
Everybody. Yeah. Everybody.
He's like,
Barwich. Hey, oi.
He's that Quan what? Drunk.
Barwich.
Quan drunk.
Yeah. He is. And look, I not that I want you to get to some point of like, you know, like heightened inebriation, Chris. Look, it's about 30 mils to a shot. There are some shot glasses in that top cabinet if you'd like to use that as a measurement.
We're very professional here.
I'm a free pourer.
Just don't open the lower cabinet with a gimp with the mask just jumps out and take it.
Yeah, look, we'll save that for Ocean's 12.
Is that with Melissa McCarthy? And
I think it's 13. Ocean's 13.
Chris Hemsworth is two lines. Is that the one we're talking about?
He is, yeah.
Yeah,
he is.
Oh, I see you have a fish tank.
All right. Before going on, like, I have to say, like, on this podcast, Dion.
Oh, I think yes. I fucked up. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Are you using my Brooklyn 99 mug? Shout out to Sarah Dinsey. Thank you so much for my birthday present.
Yes, I am using the mug because we didn't have any tumblers left. The only tumbler I could think of in the house that we would have left, I haven't seen in a long time.
Because you broke.
So here's the thing. I've bought 4 scotch glasses.
Ah, here we go.
One of which is gone. I bought these 2 ones from IKEA. I also had a another one.
Let's keep going. The weather today is sunny.
I also had another one given to me.
It comes out.
You know what? What happened there? What happened? Where's my?
I can hear your voice. Yeah, I can hear you.
Maybe the. I'm not getting any feedback to my ears.
I can hear you.
Okay, so let's just flame Jesse.
How come that's lit up? What's that mean?
Oh, there you go. That's better. Oh. Well, there you go.
Sorry.
Hey, Jesse.
I've been drinking.
Jesse, can you try and not suck so much dick at operating this soundboard?
can you just not suck a dick for once?
Just for once.
You know what?
For once.
I'm so sick of your judgment of my lifestyle, Dion. I'm over it.
Hey, Jesse. Can you just try and not be such like a fucking like just a shit cunt and a general and just this soundboard operation? I just feel like Jesse's really letting the team down. The soundboard operation.
I agree.
Yeah, guys, just a quick team meeting. Jesse,
I'll see myself out. Yeah. I'll see myself out.
Yeah. Can you?
But keep the dick.
Yeah.
Well, that's a parting gift, is it not?
Heyo.
Sorry, Jesse. You were saying there it was very important information.
No, sorry.
It started now.
Dion, I was gifted a wonderful scotch glass and the box.
Oh, Dion, you'd love it.
The box of it's actually just over there.
Do you want me get the box so I can show Dion?
Please grab the box.
I believe it.
Take your ears out. So it's essentially a Star Wars scotch glass, and the head of the stormtrooper there that you can see was actually part of the. Like the same 3D mold that the original Stormtroopers helmets were made for A New Hope. episode four. Right?
Okay, let me explain.
I must say.
Let me explain.
If I may, Martin, before you explain. Okay.
This before you fucking throw yourself under a bus.
This is... This is certainly just one of the most tidiest boxes I've ever.
Oh, isn't it? Isn't it a great box? Look at the top too. Look at the color change there.
This is a great box. Look at that.
You don't need to know what's inside. You just it's a great box.
It's just it's nice.
I love a good box.
Martin, if you can please explain to me the logistics of this box that I'm holding in my hands right now, that'd be fantastic.
It's great. It's white and black and it's all Star Wars-y and stuff.
Obviously, it's brilliant, but I mean, it's just the temptation just to smash this box is just there. Like
just with your fist.
But Dion, don't you have a question here? What would happen to the item in the box? Where would that be?
Smashing.
Where would that item be?
The lovely whiskey glass that was inside this box. Well, Chris was actually moving.
Oh, fuck off.
No, I feel like there was a certain Filipino flair to the whole situation.
There's a thing here, MJ. When I break shit, and I break a lot of shit, I break a lot of shit.
You break a lot of shit. I brought six wine glasses down 4 years ago. And I have one.
Dion's nose first into the box as we speak, trying to find the item inside the box.
Kobe!
It's not there.
Too soon, bro.
Okay. We say LeBron. We say LeBron these days.
LeBron doesn't have the same ring.
No.
King!
I was kind of hoping you didn't notice that. But anyway, the Scotch glass.
So I noticed a while back. And
how while back are we talking?
We're talking about a couple of months, and I was giving you time to rectify the issue. And I said, Chris.
I said,
he blamed me because he's my track record.
No, I didn't blame him. I had assumptions, but I didn't blame him. I said, Chris, where's my Star Wars glass? and he was like, should I?
That's legit my reaction, though.
You should ask MJ.
Thanks a lot, man.
What am I supposed to say? I'm not going to take the hit.
I would have been a good friend and say, just take it.
This is when we teach you to disarm Jesse with the Eeyore defense. Oh, I don't know.
I should have thought of that. Fuck.
Oh, it's maybe chilling in a galaxy far, far away.
Okay. I'll be a big man and say I broke it, but
you haven't replaced it,
huh?
But you haven't replaced it.
Merry Christmas!
Oh, come on, nigga, you can't do that.
You can't say that.
I get him half black.
You're not half black.
That's okay. It's okay. He said it with a soft A.
It's like Tigger.
I love how this is. It's just become like a Winnie the Pooh centric podcast via Rachel slurs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look.
100%. 100%.
For you, Jesse. Just because, like, okay, because you know we're close. That is one of your Christmas presents. So,
that's very sweet.
I have to make up for it.
That's very sweet.
One of your Christmas presents. And I do have to order that. Do you know where I can get that?
I want to play Kris Kringle. So Martin gets Jesse the Stormtrooper glass, the glass. And Martin, can you get me a $700 Dyson hair straightener?
Yeah, totally. Thanks, Martin.
Is that what you want?
$700 Dyson hair straightener.
You know, I used to straighten my hair like quite a lot.
I've seen the photos.
I used to do it every morning before school. I would straighten my hair and then I would get a towel and then I would like mess it up and I would hairspray a Super Saiyan look with my... Actually, where's my phone? I'll show you.
Super Saiyan is
brilliant.
I'll show you a picture.
He was about to get flamed, but then he said Super Saiyan my ears. No.
I understand.
Let him finish. Let him finish.
Look, I'm going to get you a picture up now, and this is Super Saiyan Chris. This is the look I achieved.
While he looks for it, I asked my mom, because she's impossible to buy presents for. I said straight up to my mom, hey, what the hell do you want for Christmas? Like, I don't care. I always buy something and it's always shit. And she's like always angry at me. So, what do you want? And she's like, okay, I want this Dyson hair straightener.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, brand cool, name. Cool. Boom. I'll get it for you. Look
shout
it up.
Shout out to Dyson.
Fuck, it's $700. Like, maybe not. I don't like, mom, I love you, but I don't know if I love you that much.
But I mean, you know what? We show Dyson this podcast, they will hook us up.
So, guys, I need some help. You guys want to pitch in for my mom's present or what?
Guys, I'm sorry, I just got to interject here. I just had some breaking visual imagery come my way.
Oh, shit.
So, you know how Chris just said he liked to straighten his hair and turn himself into Super Saiyan?
Yeah.
Well, Chris promised me, he gave me his personal seal of guarantee that he'd have a picture of him that would look like he looked like a Super Saiyan.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, he's handed me a picture that looks like Gareth from Portsmouth.
My word, Portsmouth, what a football club. Chris does definitely not play for that team.
I could. I could. You don't know.
For those who are just playing normally at
no.
home, it just looks like he just got electrocuted.
How about Gareth from Stockport?
I can believe that.
Like,
yeah.
Gareth. Gareth. It just looks like Gareth thing was who got electrocuted.
I got a lot in high school. Everyone would be like, oh, you look like you're electrocuted.
Gareth, shut the fuck up.
Who's Stockport?
Gareth.
Shut the fuck up, Gareth.
It's a place in England.
I see.
But okay, you know what? We have digressed and we've spoken about one thing to another. But at the end of the day, it should really be about our guests. And I sincerely apologize, Dion, because we have not spoken to you specifically. We're still waiting for the rest of your arsenal, your whole CV. Like you've done professional wrestling training, but you're a stuntie. Please fill us in, like with your background. Like,
I'd love to fill you in, mate.
Well, I know that, but at the end of the day, we don't have enough room on the SD card for that recording. So,
all right.
Standard dick.
Dion, on this podcast, we ask our guests their most embarrassing stories. So I know you have
every guest we've had
a million embarrassing stories.
This isn't particularly embarrassing, but I want to tell it because it comes. This is an inside joke that you cunts going to understand.
But
listeners at home, they're going to go, that's not fucking funny. I'm going to go listen to Calvin Harris because they do shit cunt things and they don't understand. So
yeah, we'll look Calvin Harris.
So this isn't
the DJ.
this isn't particularly an embarrassing story, but it's come to my head first, so I'm just going to have to tell it. Is I've got a group chat with two of my mates in my hometown, Callan and Isaac. Hate you cunts, but I love you at the same time.
How you going, boys?
And it's called You Forgot to Say Please. And the reason why the group chat is You Forgot to Say Please is because it's named after the greatest line in Hollywood history where Arnie comes in and says, I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle. And then this fucking biker takes a
Is he the Tasmanian
cigar.
Devil?
Yes. Yeah. And he takes a puff of his cigar and says, oof, I got to say please. And he puts it out now on his chest. Now he knows that was. That's why the group chat is named You Forgot to Say Please. Because it's named after the greatest extra whose name will echelon and ring through all the fucking nooks and crannies of time, but at this very moment escapes me. So this guy was just an amazing extra. And we'll have to Google his name later because I just don't fucking remember. But he's our favorite extra of all time.
Yeah, he's the best.
Now, we were talking about shit at school. It's
Bret Hart, the best ever was, the best ever will be.
You fucked it.
Yeah, you really. He botched it.
What did I do? The best there is, the best there ever was.
This isn't an embarrassing story, but this it's kind of like it disappeared from my memory, and the boys told me about it. There was a time at school where, like, so now I found school boring. Now, I'm going to just give me a few minutes here, boys.
Floor is yours, mate. Floor is yours.
I found school boring.
I can understand.
The reason why I found school boring and all my mates didn't, and I've just finally clicked with this year, is because I didn't go to school with myself.
Right.
Yeah. They got to go to school with me.
Right.
So therefore, school wasn't boring for them. It was fucking awesome.
I can see that.
Yeah. But for me, I didn't get to go to school with myself. I was myself.
I have to say that Jesse was homeschooled, so just...
I always thought he was a little bit queer.
Yeah.
It's unrelated.
Deal with that.
I'm gonna roast you in a second. So anyway,
preheat the oven for me.
Preheat the oven for me.
It's on. It's on already.
Set to 180 degrees.
So
carry on.
There was a story that came up. I was like, "Hey, do you guys remember how I did this at school?" And I'm like, "Yeah. Of course, I remember how you did this." I'm like, "Do you guys remember how I did this at school?" And they're like, "Do you remember how I did that at school?" And I'm like, we're having a laugh, just like rolling out these pre-recorded jokes that we all know. And then one of the boys in the chat, Isaac's gone, Do you remember that time you stood on a ledge that was about a few meters high and threw a bin down and did a swanton onto the bin and then threw it over the neighbor's fence?
Wow.
And the second he said it, I remembered it like a Vietnam flashback.
It's very clear.
But up until then, I was like, holy shit, I forgot about that. Sorry, it's not embarrassing.
Were you drunk?
No, I was like 15.
So sure. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the right age for Chris.
But yeah.
But no, it's not an embarrassing story. It's embarrassing that I forgot it. Is that there was a bin. They're like, I do not do this, throw it into that. About a few weeks prior, I kicked a basketball through the woodwork room window. Allegedly, may I stress the band teachers a living by accident. But I was like, do you remember that time you grabbed the bin and went, Hulk smashed through it to the wall and then threw it down a ledge at 3 meters and swanned on the wall. And then grabbed, and no salt injury, and stood up and grabbed it and threw it over the neighbor's fence.
And did I you send the bin? Was the bin dented from the swanton?
I want to say yeah. I don't have any empirical evidence to present to you. But yes, I believe the bin would have been dented if it had a 15-year-old human.
I'm picturing it. Yeah, I like it.
And then
yeah.
We threw it over the fence, and one of the simps in the group went to go read out to the vice principal what happened. He come down, and then all the boys, bless their hearts, lied through their teeth about what happened.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Oh, that's what you want.
That's camaraderie.
Friendship right
yeah.
there.
That's
where it's at.
Yeah.
You've got to back up the story.
Well, if that's the case, I'll send you guys screenshots from the You've Got to Say Please group chat. These boys.
I hope so.
Yeah. I also hope your English teacher is like listening to this going, I fucking knew he kicked that basketball through that window.
I don't remember that. It might have been accidental, might not have been, but the point is it still went through the window because the school was up for a charge. That wasn't the, I mean, there was way too much shit. Like, I mean, my, I want to tell another story from school before you guys grill me on Warnable Life. But in year 8 English, I was quite bored, and I was told off by one of the teachers for being disruptive in class. So what happened was is I got up, I stood up when she went out of the class for literally 10 seconds to consult one of the teachers on what was happening or something, or yeah, teacher business. And just for this like split second that I stood up and I looked to my right shoulder and I was like 2 meters from the wall, I thought, hey, do you know what would be really funny for a 14-year-old kid to do? He could jump into that plaster wall. Now, what's sort of happened is I jumped into the plaster wall not anticipating how weak plaster was / how heavy a teenage boy was. And I've gone through the plaster wall and I've had plaster all up the side of my head and down my shoulder, and the teachers walk back in the room and I'm sitting there, like, this is simpleton as fuck, 2 meters from a wall, there's a big teenage boy fucking shaped hole in the wall. Teachers walked in and gone, Dion, did you jump through that wall? I'm like, no, miss, I don't believe I did.
I still got plasterboard on his fucking shoulders.
The best thing about this is, I don't know if I'm getting the details exactly correct here, but it's something akin to this. It happened at like 3:20 in the afternoon. School in Victoria finished at 3:30. I was on the junior campus, which was levels 7, 8, and 9. My cousin was on the senior campus, 10, 11, and 12. I think I got this correct. There was a student from the senior campus that caught wind of this within 10 minutes. He caught wind of the junior campus, ended back up at the senior campus. And my cousin caught wind before the bell rang at 3:30.
Oh, shit.
And some guy put his head through the wall and he's like, oh, it's got to be Dion. With no evidence, he's just like, that's gotta be my cousin.
Dion, for sure.
I'm starting to get a good picture of what you were like in school, oh, I think, Dion.
I think I probably...
I'm surprised you got out. I mean,
one of the teachers that taught me died a year after I graduated, and I'm just wondering. Ooh, I hope I didn't. It was a good bloke, but I mean, like, and I got along with him really great. We talked about like old like Star Wars.
But you took his cholesterol from here to here.
Yeah, like I was a total kind of a fucking student. Loved him. Like whenever he loved fucking like what was that band that robbed Metallica of a Grammy award.
I'm not sure.
All of them.
Yeah, all of them. Oh, and again, amazing band whose name rings through the echelons of time, but escapes me at this very moment.
Oh, I'm curious now.
Oh, hang on, Jesse. Just have Google on standby, but don't.
I don't have yet. Google on standby.
Jethro Tull. Jethro Tull. And he's like, I want to go see Jethro Tull. I'm like, why did you go see the Jethro Tull? They're the band that run Metallica or of an Emmy. He's like, oh, you know Metallica. I know Metallica. this and that, so and so forth. And essentially, we're talking about Metallica when they were good and had like cocaine and whiskey for breakfast, and not the bad Metallica that had haircuts and fruit salad for lunch. That's the bad Metallica. That's the very bad Metallica.
Anything with fruit salad is bad.
Yeah, except for the Wiggles.
Well, yummy, yummy.
Who come preloaded?
Yeah.
Their haircuts are preloaded.
See, the Wiggles are the opposite of Metallica. I feel like they were fruit salad back in the day. Now they're eating cocaine for breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's a different story.
I reckon the Wiggles could go to fucking Bratislava, Slovakia, and just get laid instantly.
I haven't told you guys this, but not the other day, but like a few weeks back, you know how I go for walks in the afternoon because I'm old.
Say what? Are you talking to Dion and I right now?
Old motherfucker's old. Yeah. But I mean, I was down because we are so fortunate to live like down by the water where we are. So I was down in the streets in like the suburbs down where we live, and one of the Wiggles walked past me.
What?
Like,
which
just
one?
I'm not going to say who.
Why not?
Jeff?
No, I'm not going to say.
Hey, guys. Jesse, what's your favorite color?
Well, I mean, that's irrelevant to this situation.
Hypothetically.
What is
your favorite color?
It is yellow.
Well, I can. Thank you very much. It is yellow, but that is not who the Wiggle was.
What's your second favorite color?
Was it Jeff?
Straight up, listen to me.
I'll say name, you say yes or no.
Halloween.
It's Anthony, isn't it?
I'm not gonna say
Murray?
Shit.
Was it
I'm
Murray?
Not gonna say. I'm not gonna. No. I'm not gonna say
my
shit.
My dad. Mazza.
Your dad. Yeah. Murray. Yeah. Travis was down.
Emma, did you?
Emma who?
Emma the new Wiggle.
Emma Stone.
Did you run into Emma?
I don't know there are any new Wiggles. I don't know.
Emma's the yellow Wiggle now.
At the end of the day, I walk past a Wiggle.
Did you run into Emma?
Listen to me. At the end of the day, I walk past a Wiggle. Down by, like, just down where we live. So that suggests to me that we live
near a Wiggle.
We live close to a Wiggle because it wasn't like one of those, like, I'm just so happened to be here. It was like, I'm also on a walk.
Are you sure it's a Wiggle?
Are you sure it's a Wiggle?
123%.
Maybe she was doing the walk of shame. If it was Emma.
No. It's possible. But I mean.
He just confirmed it's Emma. He just confirmed it's Emma.
Emma, if you're listening, how you doing? We're living on the
street. I walked past a Wiggle. We both like locked eyes and was like, oh, what's up? How you doing?
Are you locked?
And then that was it. And that was it.
So just for the listeners at home as well, I just want to clarify, we don't actually live in a high-end street. However, the street beside us.
Why would you disclaim that?
But just for everyone knows, but I don't want people thinking we're fucking
one
loading.
One street away is like a ball in the street.
Yeah.
And what we're living on is what?
Our street's like a normal middle class street.
The next
street over, you hit Mansion City. Yeah. And it's Mansion City from there on out.
How dare he say that?
Listen to me. The other side of the tracks. Just need to assume that that's what it is. Y'all didn't need to say shit.
Nah, because then they're going to break in and steal our shit. They think we're
Why would he say that about the house that we're doing this podcast in across from Iceberg Club in Bondi? Why would he say it?
I don't know.
Yeah, we all live in Bondi.
Some people just want to watch the world burn is all I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Dion, I have to say something. I'm a little disappointed. Dion, we hang out a lot, right?
Yes,
you hang a lot. You hang a lot of things out.
Yeah, we hang a lot.
For context for these guys, so what happened is before this podcast started rolling is to Martin and I, it sounds awesome. It's like someone's like, oh, you're going to go see your mate Martin tonight. What are you doing? It's like, we're just going to do some fucking... cool.
That's about it. Yeah.
Swordplay. Right.
Just fucking. Yeah. We're just gonna fucking.
Just gonna do some swordplay and play Beast Wars and PS1, which sounds like it's really teetering into incel territory.
No, but it's amazing.
But if you're told that to someone from my hometown, they'd be like, oh, what are you doing on your Friday night? Swordplay and Beast Wars and PS1. That's gonna appeal a little bit sad.
Yeah, look.
And there's actual swordplay they're talking about too. Yeah, like, they literally have swords. Like swords.
Yeah, look.
And they're literally. Playing in their garage with swords. That's not a joke.
If you're 30 and up, you know what Beast Wars.
Wait,
and,
how old are you, Dion? You mentioned this before about age. How old are you? Because you don't look old.
We're almost the same age.
31.
You're 31.
I sleep a lot and stay indoors.
What moisturizer do you use?
My own semen.
Anti-aging.
He's very good skin. Very good skin.
I use Martin Ray's semen.
I gotta get me some.
I'm surprised you've got it all dried out.
Sorry, mate. It's expensive because of the supply and demand. You know, it's always.
It's more the supply.
Mate, if I shaved, I would pass for 21.
Yeah, you would.
I'm fucking kidding.
When was the last time you shaved? How big is your beard? Sorry to cut you off, MJ.
I shaved early this year. There was a chance for me to get in the Elvis film as a stunny. I'm not a chance. I'm probably
his beard was like way down to his chest.
I'm probably overstating when I say a chance. I was getting a look in.
Okay.
And then I'm like, okay, I shaved. I sent photos to the stunt coordinator. And then Tom Hanks got COVID and then the production shut down. Yeah.
Bloody Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks.
Damn. Tom.
I was a look in. I wasn't a chance.
Okay. Okay. Well, so just to describe for our listeners as well, Dion has a lovely head of hair and a lovely full beard as well. That's probably down to like what the bottom of his neck, you guys would say.
Look, it's a bit below that. It's sort of, it's almost at the start of his chest.
It basically looks like a guy who would, like, you know, rape you. But anyway.
And I will.
No. It looks like it's in the abbreviations.
He's got longer hair than Chris.
He does have longer hair than me, yeah.
Yeah, and a bigger beard than Jesse. So, you know, he's got the best
hair as well. Yeah, so I'm doing a total flex on these Sims.
If Jesse and I did a Super Saiyan fusion, we'd look like
that. That would be Dion, yeah, for sure.
Yes!
Yeah,
but no.
You'll never be me.
I can't help but think that was like the Jeremy Clarkson Top Gear meme moment where it's like, oh no. Anyway.
Anyway, Daniel, we hang out a lot and you tell me a lot of stories and I hate to put you on the spot, but like I do love you a lot.
Oh, so, I love where this is going.
What a homo.
You do. Yeah.
He loves him a lot of
bit.
You
have a lot of stories.
I mean, I've got plenty of great stories that I think are great, but I just don't... Like, I mean, I'm going to tell one that I think all three of you will think is great. But sure. There's people who think, that's fucking creepy, and I'll think, I know, how awesome is it? So, I'm at a heavy metal festival called Bloodstock.
Right.
In 2013.
Okay.
And there was this band called Fozzy.
I saw them play in Sydney 2 years ago, last year, whenever the fuck it was. Last time they were in Sydney.
Y2J.
And then they did Soundwave not too long ago before that as well.
Fozzy.
Chris Jericho.
Yeah, Chris Jericho's band.
It means nothing.
And
you've heard them. You've said you've liked it. They did a cover of SOS that you liked.
And this is going to seem super fucking creepy to most people, but I'm sure you cunts will understand it. Essentially, this festival, Bloodstock's about 10,000 to 15,000, top 20,000 people in central England. It's in Stoke-on-Trent, which is about 40 minutes from Birmingham.
Stoke.
It's Midlands.
Could they do it on a cold?
If Messi signs to City next season, the world's greatest footballing question will be answered.
Yeah.
The FA Cup. So essentially, now I'm with my mate Corey, my boy from hometown.
Shout out to Corey.
Bloodstock finishes, third night, wraps up. We go into we had the high pass, the expensive pass area, so we can stay behind the stage and stay in the area where the bands drink. And I've gone to Corey about 10 minutes prior to event X happening. I go, hey, Corey, how fucking hilarious would it be if we're drinking this expensive fucking 10% mead and Chris Jericho walks in the fucking Serpent's Lair, which is the tent. I'm like, well, wouldn't that be hilarious, Corey? He's like, yeah, that would be pretty funny. Cue about 9.5 minutes later, Chris Jericho, blind as all fuck, stumbles in with a bottle of Grey Goose that's probably half empty, which means he's next half of it. Into the Serpent's Lair, I'm like, Corey, turn around. Why? Corey, Chris Jericho's just walked into the Serpent's Lair with a fucking bottle of Grey Goose that's a liter large.
Oh, dude.
Blind as fucking Mr. Magoo. Oh, yeah, good one, Dion, good one. Corey, turn around now. Chris Jericho's literally, as we speak, just walked into the Serpent's Lair. Oh, yeah, good one, mate. I'm not falling for that. How about to grab the cunt's head and fucking literally spin it around? Oh my god, Chris Jericho's drunk and walking in the Serpent's Lair. So we've gone up and we're pestering him for a few minutes. We've got a photo. Hey, do you remember this match? Oh, that was awesome. Hey, do you remember that match? And he entertained us and he threw at us.
He's a great guy.
He was annoyed as fuck.
He would be.
But at the same time, he's like, let the cunts have their moment. Let the cunts have their moment. I'm like,
he's that kind of guy.
Yeah.
Like, he really is.
We could tell we were slightly annoying him. But he was also getting gratification out of it. Like, I love the fact that I got fans like this. So I go to the urinal and I'm hanging a fucking piss, blind as drunk. I don't know how many drinks that I'm deep at this point. And I'm spelling my name on the steel in the urinal.
Of course you are.
And I go to leave, but I'm like teetering back and forth and trying to get my junk back in my pants and get my jeans zipped up. And as I'm doing that, Chris Jericho, still with the Grey Goose in his hand, has walked into the trailer portaloos, like the caravan portaloos that they are. England's a fucking wild west sometimes.
Sure.
And he's still got the bottle of Gregorius in his right hand. He's trying to unbuckle his jeans and his belt, his left. He's unzipping his pants. I'm sitting there with my junk in my hand. I've stopped frozen because Chris Jericho's I got a fistful of junk, which is about probably 2.5 inches of Dion mass. Sitting right hand. Jericho's walked in. He's got a bottle of Gregorius in his right hand. He's unbuckling his jeans with his left. He's probably got a handful of his junk with his left. I've frozen. I'm making eye contact with him. He's looking at me. He's frozen with the bottle of Gregorius in his right hand, looking at me, holding his junk with his left hand. And I'm like, all right, Chris, if you insist. And I'll give the motherfucker credit because he didn't miss a beat. Fuck off, buddy. Not even if I was gay. And I did shoot on him again. I did shoot him on again because I was like, OVW Brock Lesnar would have had that bottle of vodka finished you with. And he gave me a pat on the back and sent me on my way. But long story short, Jericho and I had a conversation with each other holding each other's junk.
That is incredible. Yeah, that is incredible.
We were touching each other's willies while speaking to each other.
Oh my god. Touching our own willies while speaking to each other.
I would like to wish that it was the other way. Touching our own willies.
I am so jealous of that story. Yeah, that literally.
That he touched his willy?
He had his hand on his willy while I had my hand on my willy. He probably doesn't remember it because he was very, very, very plastered and I was rather drunk myself. But I was like,
hey, you never know. You could write about it in his next book, bro. You never know.
Remember that story when I was touching my junk, Jericho was touching his junk, and I flamed him and he flamed me, and then I flamed him back, and he probably flamed me back again. Whoa, what a night.
Oh my god. For anyone who isn't aware of who Chris Jericho is, fucking Google him, because Chris Jericho is a fucking all round great guy. Professional wrestler, musician, lead singer of Fozzy, like you said earlier, and it's just, you'll know him from Dancing with the Stars if you watch that as well in the US. But just an all round celebrity at the moment. He's done so much good shit with his fucking life. Like, it's literally like, I've got 3 of his books in my bedroom right now because literally just I'm amazed.
He hasn't read any of them.
I've read all of them, some of them twice. Because I'm literally just amazed at how much this man has done with his life.
Well, okay, as a normal citizen, I do not know any wrestling thing, so Chris Jericho to me is just some wrestler. So,
I mean, Chris Jericho is a really incredible man. So, like, if you're looking for someone who, you know, is out there just essentially just doing what he wants to do in life.
He had two dreams as a kid, to be a wrestler and to be a rock, and to be a, you know, a rock and roll superstar. And he achieved both of those in his lifetime.
He invented the word entrepreneur. Let's be real.
But genuinely, he's a remarkable man. He really is. Yeah. And if you're looking for any sort of inspiration, he can facilitate. Anyway. But no, man has a story.
Let's be real about Jericho. I mean, I love the motherfucker to death. I think he's great. Fozzy only famous because Fozzy has Chris Jericho, the pro wrestler,
Of course. Yeah, no one's disputing that. Not even Jericho is disputing that.
Apparently, he's got a large following of heavy metal fans now. But like I said, I know Fozzy from and wrestling, I don't know if that how true that is, that statement really is.
To stop shitting all over Jericho, I actually do want to pay him his dues in one thing.
Sure.
I think the first time I noticed this was a gig in 2010. I can't remember if it was Fozzy headlining show or they were supporting someone. But it was the venue, which is packed with fucking wrestling fans. And the reason why a lot of people were relating to the show is Jericho, one of the greatest pro wrestlers of all time, right?
Without question.
He's no Bruce Dickinson or Ronnie James Dio as far as vocalist goes. He's not one of the greatest heavy metal singers of all time. No. But the show was happening at this place called Hi-Fi Bar in Melbourne, which has been renamed. It's on Russell Street. And everyone was just eyes locked to him on the stage just because it was a motherfucker up there having fun.
Dude, I was going to say the same thing. Doing
something that he loves.
He knows how to control a crowd. Yes. If there is a musician that knows how to control a crowd, Dion's exactly right. You can't take his eyes off him the whole time.
But terrible singer.
Because he knows how to get the crowd into it.
Great frontman.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, 100%.
Like I was watching that with Rich Ward, the guitarist. Mm. He knows his way. He was great too.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm not watching Ward. I'm watching Jericho. No, I'm like, holy shit, this guy's having fucking fun. Like what we're talking, Jesse and I were talking about Ronaldinho Coutinho playing football.
Yeah.
He won the World Cup by age 25. He won the Champions League by age 25. He won the Copa America. He won this. He won FIFA World Player of the Year. He won the Ballon d'Or. By age 26, 27, 28, I don't give a fuck about training to be the best. Go out there and have fun.
Mm.
That's Jericho. Yeah, he's just like, I don't give a fuck about it. I know I'm not going to be Tim Ripper Owens, or I know I'm not going to be Miles Kennedy. I'm just going to go out there and fucking have
no
fun.
No one can be Miles Kennedy. No one can be Miles Kennedy.
What a handsome son of a bitch.
Oh, my God.
Except for Ken, his voice.
Jesus Christ. I come in my pants every time.
I'm going to get a lot of hate from the heavy metal elitists here. Being someone who's playing guitar since I was a teenager, and it sounds really fucked for saying this, as someone who grew up, it's like, hey, what, like, you know, oh, hey, man, I'm a 15-year-old in high school and I'm learning how to play My Chemical Romance and Green Day. It's so hot. Check out these three to four chords. And I'm here trying to learn Holy Wars by Megadeth. And I'm like cracking the shit. But Mark Tremonti from Creed and Alter Bridge has to be one of the fucking loosest guitarists I've seen, man. Like, fucking what the fuck?
He is incredible. He's fucking incredible, man.
The guitarist from Creed has no right to be that good.
No, and it annoys me so much when people shit on Creed. I was like, fuck, if you could see what Creed is doing now, with exception of Scott Stapp, obviously, because he's don't know about Scott Stapp. But the rest of the band, Creed, is now Alter Bridge. And if people could fucking hear them now, no one would be shitting on Creed.
Tremonti's like, Tremonti's essentially like, you want to see me doing Usain Bolt on the fretboard?
Legit.
You want to see me do it again?
There's nothing he can't do. Holy shit. I was literally just reading a thing today about how he's perfected this new technique. I know MJ's getting really bored listening to this.
No. This is me being you on Tipsy, the song.
Yes. This is some white music. The tables have turned, fuckers.
Yeah.
This is some white music right here.
Music now.
This is some white music.
Do you have long hair in high school?
That Super Saiyan was the longest I got in high school.
So you were Caleb from Portsmouth in high school.
From what?
Stockport. We grew up in Stockport. Yeah, so that's why it was good, because it was kind of set me apart. Like, everyone in high school just had to have a look at me, and they're like, oh yeah, well clearly you like music about Satan and abortion.
Satan and abortion.
Yeah. I mean, like, it was like,
I was the halfway point. Yeah. I didn't get to that look till after I graduated uni. Then I grew my hair out long, and now people.
He only had the Satan bit, not the abortion bit.
Yeah. I was like, and from year nine, it was like,
shit.
And then no one was coming like, hey, Dion, do you like Good Charlotte? I'm like, oh, fuck. Love Good Charlotte. They have this song called Hammer Smash Face.
But to anyone listening, Mark Tremonti and Miles Kennedy, the two people we're talking about, the greatest vocalist of all time and the greatest guitar player of all time in the same fucking band, Alter Bridge. Go listen to him. That's the end of my rant.
I'm actually going to detach myself from that statement that he made on the grounds that I will lose cred in the metal community. Tremonti, underrated fucking guitarist. He cops hate for being in Creed.
Yeah, yeah.
And Miles Kennedy, he's got that balance of clean and rasp in his vocals, man. He's fucking nuts, man.
It's something else.
Led Zeppelin were like asking him to come back and do like a tour loop with him.
I heard about that. Yeah. Singer for Slash as well. For anyone, I'm sure everyone fucking knows Slash.
Take
at least
me down like, to McDonald's City where the men have tits and we cook in grease and I sit there backwards.
Even I know Slash is like
exactly. Everyone knows Slash, right? So Slash personally asked Miles Kennedy to be the singer for his touring shows, and then they end up doing fucking three albums together now.
I just want to correct myself. I said it backwards. It's Take Me Down to McDonald's City where they cook in grease and the men have titties.
There you go. Did they sing that at McDonald's? Did you used to work for McDonald's?
No, that's Axl Rose's version.
Oh, right.
Yes.
So speaking of jobs, though, Dion, what do you do? What is your job? Are you a full-time stuntie?
Apart from working on set 10 days a year, I was in cold storage overnight, which was great because it was overnight shifts.
Okay.
it was overnight shifts. And so essentially, COVID was starting and I was working overnight in cold storage. And then they're like, oh, COVID's happening and shifts are drying up. And I said, thank you very much. I'll stay home and play video games. I appreciate the opportunity.
I'll go with the Centrelink. Thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate the offer.
So you were smart. We didn't catch on to that. We had to fucking work. We were fucked.
The one thing I liked about it is because I grew up in Southern Victoria where it's cold, almost cold Tasmania. It was cold storage. So it was like 1 or 2 degrees in the shift, which I loved. And it was midnight until 10 a.m. give or take, yeah, okay, the shift.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, my favorite temperature, my favorite time of day. Like, this is a great job, great money. But then they're like, do you know what's better than cold shifts, late shifts, is no shifts. And I said, I agree. Thank you very much.
Wait, so what is cold storage? What is that?
So it's like working in a giant warehouse where it was like, I think the company was Light and Easy. And
okay. Like,
you know, packaging everything and so on and so forth. And they're like, oh yeah, you do this and you sit there for 8 hours and you do this monotonous shit and you're probably going to kill yourself when you go home. But you know, you get paid $30-something an hour. So that's a lot of video games. Like, oh, video games keep me alive. That's good. They give me the world to live.
That is a pretty good pay for that is, yeah, yeah, it's decent.
They give me the world to live. But then like when they said the ships were drying up, I'm like, not a problem.
I need to play those video games now that I have been saving for.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, this is going to seem really, really sad. People know what I'm talking about. I platinumed like a dozen games this year on PlayStation.
Wow.
So you're a PlayStation guy, not an Xbox guy?
I'm a PlayStation guy. I respect the Xbox and Games Pass is better than PS Plus, but I am a PlayStation guy. I want to tell a story while I'm a PlayStation guy, so shut the fuck up and listen, you cucks. Especially these two gentlemen to my right.
Yeah. I'm a PlayStation guy. That is my PlayStation right there.
Martin, if I wanted your opinion, I'd give it to you.
Okay. Okay.
The reason why I'm a PlayStation guy through and through for life, do have time of day for Xboxes. I purchased a 60 gig original brick PlayStation on the, I think it was March 23rd, 2007. That's how fond my memory
I remember the original PlayStation. Yep. I loved it. Loved it. I'm a little bit younger than you guys.
You remember the exact day?
No homo.
I'm a little bit younger than you guys, so like I didn't grow up with anything really other than PlayStation. I played a bit of 64 back in the day, but I remember
so fifth gen.
I remember the original PlayStation. That was kind of like the birth of like my gaming back in the day. Anyway,
not a bad way to be broken in though. I mean, let's be real.
No, not at all. It was revolutionary.
I was broken in by the. Okay, just digressing for a second. The first game I had, I'm certain the first game I played was Super Mario Bros. 1, 2, or 3 on the NES because they were re-released for All-Stars.
That was great.
I'm certain that the first ones I played, but the earliest gaming memory I have was a NES game called The Mighty Bomb Jack, if any of you guys remember it. And it's a fucking great game. It's not one people remember, but it was a great game. But The Mighty Bomb Jack is my earliest gaming memory. But the reason why I'm PlayStation for life is I purchased the PS3 60 gig, which was there was a 20 gig and a 60 gig on launch in 07 in Australia. They launched in the States late 06. Purchased it, played the fuck out of it. Uncharted, still, despite the fact Naughty Dog's doing their best to lose my support after The Last of Us 2. Love the fuck of Uncharted.
Are you excited about Tom Holland being cast in Uncharted?
I'm going to give him a chance, for sure. Like, I mean, I'm not, that wouldn't be my first pick myself if I was a casting agent.
Who would you pick?
Look, you just got to cast Nolan North and suspend
your
disbelief.
Yeah, Nolan North. The actual guy.
You got to suspend all disbelief and just older Drake.
But can he do what Tom Holland can do? Like,
look 12? No, he can't look 12, Jesse.
he can look and sound like him.
Yeah. As far as what he can do physically.
As far as a young guy like Tom Holland,
yeah,
I can't think of that many. Off the top of my head, I can't think of that much more. And actually, if this Power Rangers film is coming up with, I think Hasbro on Lionsgate of releasing a Power Rangers film.
All I'm concerned about is whether or not they recast Naomi Scott.
All the Power Rangers, because they were filth. And Tom Holland is a Billy fucking Cranston, if I have ever seen a Billy fucking Cranston in my life. Holy shit. Book it. So anyway.
I just want Naomi Scott in the film. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, so if S is the highest ranking by Japanese standards, and there's A, B, C, and D, and X, Y, and Z are the lowest.
Right.
And Z being, like, just filth, and that Power Rangers film 2017 is, like, four letters past Z. Like, that film was just fucking trash.
I mean, that's fair, but, look, if I can get some more Naomi Scott screen time, I'm more than happy to. So, anyway, carry on.
Spire OnlyFans, you simp.
Probably already has.
No.
It was more than that.
I shan't be paying for that type of service.
So I've got the 60 gig model on launch.
Carry on.
About a year later, I was playing Top Spin 3, I believe the game
was. Oh, what a good game.
And it has died. Like, the players have just, they're lining up for a service, receiving and service, and the players have done the T-pose. If you, like, for those at home, feet together like a military press and the arms out, like, you know, like, Jesus Christ is getting crucified on the cross.
That's too much.
We're back
to the T-pose.
Interesting. Anyway, carry on.
Well, it's called a crucifixion because that's what it resembles.
No.
A bit of trivia. there's the difference between a Dismas cross and a crucifixion. One depicts a guy being tied to a cross. A crucifixion is the T-pose. A bit of fucking trivia for you guys.
This is true.
A bit of trivia. You should know this coming from the fucking Philippines.
Do you know this for real though, MJ?
No, I do. I've done motion capture. This is
he's crucified a guy before, you know.
My PlayStation.
If anyone has.
We're boring.
The T-pose is real.
But I genuinely don't give a fuck if a boring one because I'm telling my story about why I'm PlayStation.
You are the guest. Carry on.
And this is real, G. So anyway.
All day,
every day.
Every day.
So I've called up Sony headquarters in like Sydney or Melbourne. I'm like.
You called them up.
No, I've legit, like my PlayStation died. I'm fucking distraught. I'm like, oh my God, I love gaming. What the fuck am I going to do with my life? Blah, 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 so on and so forth. I'm away at university. I barely play it. Can you guys please throw me a bone here? And they're like, oh, well, unfortunately, your PlayStation's out of its 12-month warranty. I'm like, ah, shucks, I tried my best. However, it's covered under our 24-month PlayStation personal handshake guarantee.
Oh.
We're going to email you a barcode, free postage. You take your PlayStation that's fucked to the post office with that printed out barcode. That'll cover postage. Send it to our headquarters. We're going to custom build you another one. 60 gig.
What?
60 gig PlayStations were out of production at this time. They wanted the 80 gig ones. And we're going to custom build you another 60 gig one with spare parts. So the custom build is a loose term. It's probably not necessarily correct. But nevertheless.
It's like refurbished kind of thing. Yeah, right.
They troubleshooted one together for me. Troubleshot. And yeah, then a few weeks later, I got a brand new PlayStation.
And it only took a few weeks. Wow.
Yeah, it was tops a month. Absolutely tops a
month. No, there was one waiting for him at the post office.
That's service. That's pretty good service. Hey,
and that's Sony.
Now,
that is one of the things I love about you, Dion. You
welcome to the Sony podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
What I love about Dion just finds like so many loopholes, and he just fucking goes for it, and he makes sure it happens, and he gets so much free shit out of it.
My father's a bookmaker. Like, I know this.
Ooh.
Shit.
The amount of things you get for free.
Really? Tell us, what kind of stuff have you got for free? I'm curious because I'm all about that life.
Maybe this is not a podcast conversation.
No, I think this is exactly.
Jesse gave me a wristy about 85 minutes ago because I told him that
he nearly charges an arm and a leg for that.
I told him Sadio Mane's haircut was sick. So
Dio may look like a homeless cunt, but he fucking knows his shit, and he will school you for days.
Of course,
he will lawyer you for fucking days.
I feel like
ridiculous. All right,
okay, I'm curious. I feel like the three of us need to. I say three of us because I know Jesse's against this already.
No, look, it's not that I'm not against this. It's the fact that we have in fact run out of time.
Okay.
No. Look, I don't want anyone to incriminate themselves.
Welcome back for part two of the B-Boys podcast.
Dion just reduced the music.
He did. He turned out the game. No, because look, we have gone well and truly over the hour. We try and bring this thing down as not as quick as we can, but we definitely want to do the best that we possibly can to make sure that this is the best
Jesse
listening experience
right now,
that you can do. Welcome to your end credit scene, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the end credit scene, ladies and gentlemen. We are
happy drinking.
We are well and truly happy drinking, but we are so thankful to have Dion Gleason on our podcast today.
Thank you, Dion. Thank you for coming. We do appreciate you coming on.
He's done some.
Did you have fun?
I'd love to say I did.
And that's all we can ask. Thanks, Pep.
Are we still drunk? Are you guys still drunk? Just quickly.
I know I am.
Because I always say the level I started at.
It's not where you're at right now?
No, I'm higher.
Oh, you're higher?
I'm higher. It's well, mixed, you know, whatever I'm mixing here.
You know what, ladies and gentlemen? Make sure that you come
smirking.
Back. Look, make sure you come back next week for the part two of the Drunk Podcast because we got plenty to talk about. We're gonna have Dion come back. We're gonna do some stuff. We're gonna do some extra bits and pieces.
Special guest drunk Chris Jericho.
We're going to be extra drunk next week. But however, this is in fact your end credit scene. So welcome. Thank you for sticking with us so far. I cannot thank Dion Gleason enough for coming on this podcast and coming through with some incredible stories. Obviously, we got the boys here today as well. Look, there's not so much that we can necessarily plug other than the fact that you do have to go and check out
Jesse.
Yeah, I bet you would. I bet you would. We'll save that for week two. But, hey-o. Well, look, at the end of the day, please go and check out ARK Productions, ARK Productions AUS on all social media platforms. We got some films, we got some bits, we got some that. Make sure you are well and truly following and in the know, because there is some stuff coming towards the end of the year. It's really exciting. Obviously, follow us here at hashtag ActorsLife, #ActorsLife on all social media platforms. There's some fun stuff coming out. We are wrapping up the season for the year, which has been 2020, 2021. It's all about to go down. Make sure you follow all of us on our personal social media platforms. Myself, Jesse Dingo, Martin J.S. Reyes, Chris _Chinabo, and obviously our very special guest this evening, Dion Gleason, who in fact goes by Green Blood Cell on social media.
You actually know it.
I know it. I've done my research. This is why I'm the host of the most. Do not be mistaken, ladies and gentlemen. But until next week, thank you so much from all of us here at hashtag Actors Life and the JMC Ballin BNB.
Where are they meeting?
ARK Productions. We come to you live, but in fact pre-recorded. Thank you so much. Mad love. Stay well. Brushed it off, now I'm back to getting lit. Goose and orange juice, man, it's some good-ish. Homeboy tripping cause I'm staring at his chick. Now he on the sideline staring at my click. Here comes the fight to the four to the three. Hands in the Joe Rogan has 3-hour podcast and you cut us off in an hour and 7 minutes. Alright. 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 Alright.